Let's start with the proposed amendment itself. Voters are seeing political ads and yard signs on both sides of the graduated tax proposal. You may also hear it called the fair tax by supporters or the progressive tax by opponents. Before we get into the fight over its future, Jerry, can you lay out how it would change the Illinois Constitution?
The Constitution right now requires that the income tax or any taxes on income be levied at a flat rate, meaning your first dollar is taxed at the same rate as your 1 millionth dollar. And currently that rate is 4.95%. So what this would do would allow lawmakers to apply a different rate depending on the level of income. Another law that was passed by lawmakers that is scheduled to take effect only if this passes would set those income tax rates. And it would be basically different rates on different levels of income. And the way it is set up is if you make $250,000 or less, you'd see basically the same or a lower income tax rate, where if you make more than that amount, you'll see higher rates.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is very much behind this push. Why is he wanting this to get approval from voters?
It would bring in $3.4 billion in added state revenue. Illinois has basically been operating at a structural deficit. The governor says, you know, it'll help with creditors. And Moody's, all those types of organizations, we've gotten pretty close to junk status as a state, meaning the bonds are not investment grade and there'd be higher rates.
Voters received a pamphlet in the mail providing information on the proposed amendment change that they'll see on the ballot. A think tank once tied to former Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner, a Republican, is behind a lawsuit calling the ballot question and that pamphlet misleading. What are the claims in the lawsuit?
The wording they're having an issue with is it allows lawmakers to tax higher levels of income at higher rates and lower levels of income at lower rates. When they say higher isn't necessarily true, it's different levels, allowing the taxation of different levels at different levels of income. It doesn't necessarily mean that higher has to be higher, although, of course, that's the politically easiest and most likely path to be taken. It's not necessarily true in the law.
We're now less than a month before the election. What is the next step for this lawsuit?
What the Illinois Policy Institute would like is a corrective mailer to say, you know, different levels of income. They also want it to be known that the General Assembly would still have authority over tax rates in the future. And they filed an emergency motion, hoping to get the judge to do that as soon as possible. I reached out to the Attorney General's office as to what their response would be, and I'm still awaiting to hear on that.
But there's a lot of opposition and a lot of money going into the effort to convince voters that it's not the right step. Where's that money coming from?
The state's wealthiest person is basically the one bankrolling the anti-tax effort, whereas the governor is basically the one bankrolling the pro-tax effort. So Ken Griffin is the person, and he has billions of income, even dwarfing Pritzker's income, and he's given about $50 million, a little bit less than that, to the anti-tax cause.